Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayton totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayton Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayton is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayton Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Thursday to everybody out there. Always great talking on the round table with all of my fellow colleagues here at 97.3 The Fan. Got a great show planned today for the final 3 hours of this particular time slot as we go every single day from 10 to 2. Lots to dive into when it comes to the San Diego Padres, when it comes to San Diego FC after a big win last night. We even have some high school football news in town coming up at noon that we want to dive into as well. So a lot to get to on the Brayton Suprenant Show today. If you want to weigh in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We are going to talk a little bit about the trade deadline as well, as there's a lot of pieces that could be available. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but didn't really have all the time to get into it because of a lot of different things. Obviously, we only had a two-hour show yesterday. And we got to get ready for the Reds series. Padres take 2 out of 3 from Washington. Padres won the Juan Soto trade. I'm going to say it again. In fact, every time that C.J. Abrams and James Wood come up to bat, and every time Mackenzie Gore pitches, you should just treat every at bat every at bat like it's the result of the trade. I mean, that's how insane some of these things are. I talked about it yesterday on the show about the Padres beating the Nationals and the fact that, you know, Wood struck out to end the game on Tuesday. Well, Padres won the trade. Well, guess what? Yesterday, James Wood and C.J. Abrams went 0-for-8. With 6 strikeouts. Who won the trade now? Who got fleeced now? Again, I can't even say it with a straight face. How ludicrous that sounds. That is insane. That is insane. It's so ridiculous. But now is a bit, you will know. And the Padres play Washington again at this, right after the All-Star break, we'll do the exact same discussion again. That will be our new bit of the show, Frank. We'll get into the Nationals and the Padres every single time.
There's one thing that we're completely missing out of this Washington Nationals series, which made me really hate Washington more than anything else.
What is that?
They did not bring Bruce the Bat Dog on the trip.
Is Bruce the Bat Dog, is he supposed to travel?
Has he traveled so far? He should have. He just got called up. He should have traveled with the
team. He's not on the travel squad, dude. They must have a college roster over there.
That's a travesty. Absolute travesty.
So that was yesterday with the comes to the Padre game. We're going to talk more about the Padre game in just a little bit. But, and I don't know where that sound comes from.
I'm trying to think because there is a vent above you, but it's not making
it's not
any
enough.
Noise.
It's something to do with this mic for some reason. I'm going to keep it away from me today and see what happens. Anyway, yesterday was fun, right, for the Padres. They take 2 out of 3. And again, as Ben mentioned, this is the official conclusion of the 26 games, right, in 27 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The Padres went 13-13. They went 500. That's fine. We said before that stretch happened, before I went to Italy is when they started this stretch, we would take 500. And that's exactly what they did. If you want to break it down even further, like I talked about on the roundtable, and I've talked about on this show, and just you lop off the front and the back end because they're two lousy teams in the Pirates and the Nationals, against just the good teams, they finished one game under 500. So the reality is, the Padres team going through their second most difficult stretch of the season, because the most difficult one's coming in August, they went around 500, that's fine. There are glaring problems, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show, about the first half of the Padres season. Again, tomorrow is game 81. Tomorrow is game 81 against the Reds. This is the halfway point of the season tomorrow at the conclusion of tomorrow's game going into the weekend series against the Reds. The ceremonial first half will not be until after the 4th of July week and the 4th of July weekend when it comes to the All-Star break. That will be the ceremonial second half. And then, of course, you're going to have your part of the season that we discussed about yesterday that we're going to call and coin the 42. And what the 42 is the 42 games that you need to have a winning record in order to make the playoffs. How do we determine the 42? Well, here's how we're going to do this. Whatever the Padres do first, either get to win number 60 or get to loss number 60, you could start keeping the record. Now, when the Padres get to 60 wins, okay, they're 16 away. When the Padres win 60 games, we will start the clock. And we'll start racking up, we'll start counting every win from that point on, and not a loss, as towards the 42 games. Once the Padres reach 60 losses, then you can start counting the losses. So we'll have our overall record, and we'll have the Padres 42. This is the money 42 you need. Because every team in baseball is going to win 60 games and they're going to lose 60 games. Unless you're really the Colorado Rockies, who might actually be worse than 60 wins. There's a couple of those teams in there. So, you look at the Padres season and we have the regular conclusion of the first half ends tomorrow. You'll have the ceremonial first half ending during the Sunday before the All-Star break. You'll have your trade deadline, teams, checkpoint, and then we got to talk about the 42. And we'll talk about that when we get to the next level, which would be after the Padres win 60 games or lose 60 games. Padres are up, you know, and overall, when it comes to their overall record, above 500. If they get to the 60 loss mark before they get to the 60 win mark, they're in some serious trouble anyway. So when they get to 60 wins, we'll start the 42 counter. Now, we are the Padres flagship, so we talk about the Padres. Even when it's maybe not the craziest thing that happened last night. I really want to start the show with San Diego FC from last night. Who watched the San Diego FC game last night? I know Frank did.
I tried to, at least.
Milan Iloski stole the show last night for San Diego FC. It's very rare on this show we are ever going to start with a San Diego FC story. We're the Padres' flagship. The Padres are in full force. They have to compete, San Diego FC does, with the Padres during the summertime. But Milan Iloski stole the show last night against the Whitecaps in more ways than one. Number one, with the win last night for San Diego FC over Vancouver, they're now in first place in the West, in the Western Conference in MLS. San Diego FC's in first place. That's impressive thing number one. Number two, Iloski, who is from Escondido, who went to San Pasqual High School, who went to UCLA, scored four goals last night. He scored goals in the 35th minute, the 37th minute, the 44th minute, and the 47th minute. What was that, like 15 minutes of time?
12.
12 minutes. He scored a goal every 3 minutes for a 12-minute stretch from the end of the first half to the start of the second half. That is ludicrous. That is so insane. Four goals in 12 minutes for Milan Iloski that led San Diego on the road defeat the number one team at the time in the Western Conference in the Vancouver Whitecaps, which puts San Diego FC number one in the Western Conference. Beyond ludicrous. And yet here we are talking about them. This will be this week the first time that we talk about San Diego FC more than one time in a week, more than one segment, because we will talk with Drake Hills about it tomorrow. And so the question becomes, what more does San Diego FC have to do to try to become even bigger than they are in town? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, some of it has to do with the fact that MLS keeps their product very hidden with Apple TV. Calling myself a casual soccer fan, I think would be generous. But I'm going to tell you right now, if the game was on television last night, I would have watched it. I even have Apple TV. But the fact that I have to pay on top of paying for Apple TV to go find this is utterly ridiculous. So let's throw that out of the way already. But look at what San Diego FC has done. And they are excited. Like, people do enjoy going to games. They have packed houses almost every night. It's a great thing for San Diego. Frank's been to multiple games. Has there ever been a time, Frank, where you go where it's not a completely full house?
No, I believe it was the only time I think that was the case was the first time SDFC and San Diego were here at the same time. But ever since then, even on times where they were both here together, it's been just as full at Petco as it was at Snapdragon.
You know, somebody in the chat goes like, well, the MLS package is free for T-Mobile users. Well, I have Verizon, dude. I'm not going to switch my cell phone provider just to watch San Diego FC. And if I did, then I'm paying, and then I'm still paying, regardless. So if anybody has T-Mobile, I guess you can go watch the San Diego FC games if you would like. But San Diego FC has been successful for a couple of reasons. In fact, here's the take for you. Without diving deeper into like the ins and outs of the game, let's just talk about San Diego FC as a whole right now. And here's the deal. It is almost as if San Diego FC took our advice that we gave San Diego State. San Diego FC is what San Diego State promoted Aztec Fast to be. The stadium owners, San Diego State football, right? I mean, they're the San Diego State owns that stadium. Their main product in that stadium is football. And we talked about it with NASCAR earlier in the week. How do you win over fans in San Diego? You have to be the spot to be, and it has to be a party. We've said that. That's number one, because the Padres did that before they became good. It has to be a party. I haven't been to a game yet for San Diego FC, but everybody I know that has been to a game, either as a fan or as a media member, says it's a party. It's a tailgates, it's a party in the stands, it's a constant party. Check. Number two, you have to have an exciting brand of your sport. We talk about it a lot with San Diego State football. There are years where they were good, but they were not exciting. And when you're in a market like San Diego, you have to be somewhat exciting. Like, the Padres are good, but they're also exciting. They have exciting players. San Diego State, when they were good, and they have been good in the last 10 years. I mean, when I was in college, San Diego State was a good football team. They were winning the Mountain West. In fact, they went to the Mountain West Championship a couple times in a row. And then they did the same thing when they were in Carson. But the thing that they were not is they weren't exciting. San Diego FC is exciting. Mikey Varis and his style of play of being aggressive and going after wins and constantly putting the foot on the gas offensively, that is an exciting brand of soccer. That is a brand of soccer casual Americans can get behind. Again, for all the soccer people out there that love to just crush Americans that watch soccer, understand this. If you want us to watch your sport, first of all, be more open to Americanized version of the sport. And number two, understand that you're going to have to win over casuals, and a way to win over casuals is to not be elitist about your sport. You can't do that. I had a buddy talk to me about soccer last night. He's a big soccer fan. He likes the MLS. He watches international soccer. And he said the biggest problem with American soccer fans is the fact that they're trying to just copy what the United Kingdom and what Europe is instead of embracing the fact that this is a different country. Wearing the scarves, calling the cleats boots, calling it a pitch. Those are all terms that are used in Europe because those are European terms. They're not soccer-specific terms. Having an own identity. So, in terms of casual fans, and there's a lot of them here, America is not a big soccer place. San Diego is. We produce a lot of great soccer players. But the brand of soccer that San Diego FC plays is exciting, pedal to the metal, go after it, go, go, go. Kind of what they told us Aztec Fast was supposed to be. So San Diego FC listened for a couple of things. They made it a party. They've had an exciting brand of their sport. And they're good. And they win. That's like the icing on the cake. They did everything that we said San Diego State football should do. And guess what? They got people going to games, and it's a great thing for the city. It's a great thing for the city. And like I said before, you're trying to win over casual soccer fans. There's already a guy in the chat calling me dumb for saying the Americanized version of the sport. Brother, you want people to watch your sport, stop being elitist about it. Stop. You say anything about soccer ever. This is why we don't talk about your sport. Anytime we open our mouths about the sport, it turns a, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, don't watch our sport. All right, sick, I won't. But like, if you want people to watch, and you want to grow the game in America, and you want to stop bitching and moaning that nobody pays attention to you, stop turning people off to your sport. It's ridiculous. But San Diego FC did everything right. I think everything's great. Now the question becomes, how do you get it bigger than it is? Or is this the biggest it can be? Look at Atlanta. I think this is a great comparison. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta has the Braves. Atlanta has the Hawks. Atlanta has the Falcons. Atlanta has Georgia football. They're in SEC country. All of those things. Their soccer team draws huge. And they're not that good, but they draw huge. They fill and do a great job of filling an NFL stadium for their sport. And they talk about it all the time. Everybody's talking about it. Out here, I'm going to tell you right now, aside from people I know that are diehard soccer fans, I don't know anybody else that's like into soccer. So how do you make that a thing? That's the question. I give it a chance. I mean, people, again, they just want to like crush the non-soccer fans. They're trying, man. Stop being elitist about it. All my friends, when I told them, hey, look, this kid, they're like, who gives a blank? And that's most of the people I know. How do you get those people to buy into a major league sport? That's the next goal. Because San Diego FC has taken the MLS by storm. And they've done a great job. When we come back, we'll get Frank's take on the outcome of the game. He watched it last night in full about all the craziness. I'm going to ask Frank. Frank is our local soccer enthusiast besides Drake. Frank's up there. We're going to talk to him when we come back and get you the full look. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. This is the Brayden Soprano Show, just getting started on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Problem with like doing the bit of having like the sun hat on when you're doing radio is you need to be able to hear yourself, which means you have to have the headphones in, so I look like a dork. It's terrible. Let me take the headphones off. We got the new.
These are the giveaways.
The giveaways. Let me read this real quick. Can't hear myself. It's not great. Not great for radio. You could when were they giving these hats away? All right, so you can celebrate Independence Day at Petco Park as the Padres host the Rangers for a 340 game. It's a star-spangled party on Friday, July 4th, as the Padres celebrate Independence Day at Party in the Park, presented by Southwest Airlines. Enjoy $5 drink specials, live music, and more in Gallagher Square. Visit Padres.com/tickets to learn more. You can get this wonderful straw hat, presented by San Diego Community Power, Wednesday, July 9th. Park for the beach or at the ballpark. Don't miss the City Connect Straw Hat presented by San Diego Community Power. On Wednesday, July 9th, this hat features a floral print underbrim. Yes, it does. You can see that. Yeah, there you go, Frank. This giveaway is limited to the first 40,000 fans in attendance. Again, City Connect colors. First pitch set for 6:40. Gates are open to the public 90 minutes prior. Arrive early. For more information, go to Padres.com/giveaways. City Connect Straw Hat.
And you also got to think, you do want to come down here and get this, because again, this is the last year of the City Connect. So this is the last chance you have to get this wonderful, beautiful straw hat in this, as the British would say, livery.
The what?
This color scheme. Livery.
Livery. Gotcha. All right. Should I wear this to Passing League on Saturday?
Absolutely.
Would that be frowned upon?
No. Well, I mean, it depends. Adam yelled at me for wanting to wear one in studio. He thought I was going to take it.
You have to leave one in studio. I already claimed the first one. I jumped. I beat you to it.
I didn't. I don't want it. I wanted for the bit, but.
There it is. Storm again.
There's the sound.
Why doesn't JR have headphones in for this?
I'm not sure.
I don't know where that comes from. It sounds like Ello's breathing into the mic without Ello being here. Does anybody notice that? Or is that just Scraby that notices that?
No, I've noticed it the last couple times I've worked their show. I'm like,
Err. All right, Frank. We already know that they've done really well with the soccer fans here. Number one in the Western Conference. They've done everything that they needed to do to make noise in the city. Because if they went off to a rough start, I mean, it would have fallen off fast. That's what it is here in California. It's not. And here's the thing. I like it. It's California. It's not just San Diego. I think that's unfair to San Diego. The same thing could be true in all the other cities in California. The reality is, in most sports, you're not going to see a fan base that's going to go and fill stadiums when the team sucks.
No, and especially here in California, where there's so much stuff to do. There's so much other things to do. Forget about sports.
Makes it worse. Correct. So, they fall on all the criteria. How do you get the next level of people that don't care about soccer to care about San Diego FC? I'm asking
you. I'm sorry.
I said I'd ask you. Come on, I'm trying to pay off my T's here.
No,
man.
I thought that was your. I thought that was a, no. a lead in.
I'm asking you.
It was.
What do you got to do?
What do you have to do? They've done a fantastic job of winning, first of all. That is the toughest thing for any expansion team to do, is to get off the ground and start winning. And we've seen it a lot in MLS recently. We've seen it a lot in the NHL recently. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights went to the Stanley Cup in their first year, and they won it within five. The Vegas Golden Knights have known nothing but contention for a championship. San Diego FC got off to that great start that they needed, especially when the Padres are as hot as they are in this city. You are never going to beat the Padres in viewership, especially when you're hidden away behind a paywall on Apple TV Plus. But if you wanted to draw fans away to go to the games, or at least get some level of crossover, you needed to win. And that is exactly what they have done. You're more than halfway through the MLS season right now, and you're sitting in first place. That is beyond a perfect start for San Diego FC. Great ownership and ambassadors such as Manny Machado, who is ingraining himself as a fixture in this city, taking teammates to matches. They wiped out pretty much the entirety of the first match with Padre players there. This has been such a perfect start. Everything that they have done has been perfect from San Diego FC, from how they've handled it off the field to how they've handled it on the field. It has been absolutely perfect. They just need a better television rights deal. And the MLS is in talks of trying to get out of that Apple TV Plus deal and possibly get games the way they were back on local television. They do have national games on Fox, but they're looking to expand that a little bit more, even by getting rid of the Apple TV Plus deal.
At the beginning of the season, we were like, well, it's off to a great start. Let's see if they can make it through. We're now almost halfway, or just that halfway mark of the MLS season, and they're in first place. So it's no longer a good start. This is a
good team.
Really good team, an expansion team for MLS, and they have done a really good job. They listened to everything that we said that San Diego State needed to do, San Diego FC has done. San Diego State needs to do that now, which I think they will eventually. I do think that they're going to be a lot better in football this year. We'll see how they end up performing, but it'd be nice to have Saturdays in the fall be important in San Diego. But that's going to take a lot of time and effort from San Diego State, and not the. And I'm not just saying the athletic department. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be better with San Diego State football, and a lot of it comes from the top and not necessarily from just the football team. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's talk about the Padres when we come back. Padres' first half of the season. What do we think about the first half of the season? They asked Mike Schilt about it. We'll see if we agree with him as we continue on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Brayden
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prentice Frank Marchese, the Brayden Suprenant Show rolls on, setting us on Sports Station 97.3, The Fan. The Pac-12 has found their final team, apparently. That will be in the sports thread. Coming up in about 5 minutes.
No,
or so.
That'll be coming in the next segment because we have to do a wide orbit reboot.
Really?
Sorry, bud.
Come on, can't do a sports throw without the Sounders.
No, I need some sort of control. And plus, where will I be without my numbers?
That's true. It's all about the numbers. But yes, the Pac-12 has added a new team. We will talk about that in the sports thread. When the update is done with Wide Orbit.
Everybody watching on YouTube, say hello to JR.
Hello, JR.
Hello.
In the middle of the day, that's usually when they have time to fix some things.
Best IT guy in the city right here.
That's a fact. When you look at, it's funny, Adam Paul in the chat goes, you mean the Mountain West 2.0? I just saw a meme. And I sent it to Frank. You know, from The Office, they have the two pictures, right? And they're the same picture. Mm-hmm. And it's what's her name?
Jenna Fisher, is it not?
Yeah. What's her character's name?
Pam. Yes, Pam.
And Pam goes like, "Can you tell me the difference between the two pictures? They're the same picture." Well, one picture says Mountain West 2023. The other picture says Pac-12 2025.
Yeah, it's the same photo.
I immediately said that, and I had, you know, my group chat has three Aztecs in it. Sorry, two Aztecs. Has two Aztecs in it and a Washington State grad. So very, very much Pac-12. You know what I'm saying? And so I sent him that, and they're like, "Oh, here we go. The disrespect of us being a power conference." I'm sorry?
Because they're not.
I'm sorry. A power conference? What about your conference is a power conference? In fact, since we don't have wide order, we might as well just talk about this. Pete Thamel reported that the Pac-12 is going to have Texas State as their final team in
Actually,
the conference.
I think I might have it now.
You have the stuff ready to go?
Yeah, give me half a second.
All right, well, let's talk about this for a second, and it will just end up making it number one. But I could spend an entire segment on this. The Pac-12 is nowhere near what the Pac-12 was. It's not the only thing the Pac-12 is name and Oregon State and Washington State being left behind. Everything about that conference is the Mountain West, or in reality, it's basically like the WAC, which turned into the Mountain West and is now the PAC. There's nothing about this that screams power conference. There's nothing about this. It's like you look at all the teams, and what's the difference between this and the Mountain West? They have Washington State and Oregon State. Like, that's the only difference? Oh, well, basketball, we're going to have Gonzaga. And? What? And? Here's the report from Pete Thamel. Do you have it, Frank?
I do not have the report.
I have the report from Pete Thamel.
I will read it,
and then we'll go to the sports thread. Pete Thamel tweeted this out 11:32, 10 minutes ago. Sources: Texas State officials have informed the Sun Belt that they are expecting an offer from the Pac-12 in the near future. This sounds familiar. The talks between Texas State and the Pac-12 have intensified in the last 24 hours. A formal offer from the Pac-12 to Texas State has yet to be delivered, but is anticipated soon. Pac-12 officials have also alerted the Sun Belt of the talks with Texas State, which has been the heavy favorite to join the league for months. An offer has been expected this week because Texas State's exit fee to join the Pac-12 for 2026 doubles from $5 million to $10 million on July 1st. Texas State would become the league's eighth football member. There'd be nine overall teams in the conference, including Gonzaga. The Pac-12 needs an eighth member for football for 2026, which is the minimum for an FBS league. All right. Texas State. We'll dive into that more after we get to the sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
I've incited a riot on my phone now. We had a Gonzaga.
You knew it was
sick.
Gonna,
yeah.
It helps for basketball.
The basketball conference is not going to be that bad. It's going to be pretty good. But what drives everything?
Fubo.
The pigskin.
Yes.
And the pigskin says you ain't a power conference.
No. It's.
We can get into it later.
Not. Yeah.
Take absolutely. It away, Frank.
All right. So since we've already done number one, let's go.
Number two.
The NBA draft was last night, and surprise, surprise, Cooper Flagg out of Duke was taken number one overall by the Dallas Mavericks, as they called that they were going to do about a month ago. What was a surprise, however, was the reaction to getting selected of several of the draftees. Rutgers guard Ace Bailey was taken by Utah with the fifth pick and said it was, quote, not a preferred destination. South Carolina forward Colin Murray Boyles was seen vocally showing his displeasure with being drafted by the Toronto Raptors with the ninth overall pick. Meanwhile, the Brooklyn Nets had a record five picks in the first round and chose four guards with the first four of them. How has the NBA draft become such a circus?
Everybody's trying to be the NFL draft. They can't do it. They can't do it.
Like, I mean, I've never once seen a college football player verbally mouth an expletive after getting drafted by a specific team.
The NBA did that to themselves by empowering their players more than they probably should have.
Yes.
I mean, I agree with that 100%. The players make all the decisions there, and it makes it an non-competitive, not a fun league to watch. They have load management, everything like that, and they wonder why ratings are going down.
I'm seeing Eli Manning in the chat. Eli Manning did not explicitly yell
his dad a word
on camera when he got drafted. He shook his head and showed disappointment and disapproval, but he did not shout an expletive when he got picked.
He did not. That's drastically different.
That was, I mean, the lack of unbelievable.
Respect. I mean, it's just, it is what it is, though. This is what, you see this in a lot of different, you know, I think you're going to start seeing that more and more in sports.
I agree, 100%.
You unfortunately agree
with that.
How about Rutgers getting two first-round draft picks, two top five picks, and being below 500 last night, or last year in basketball? That's hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Rutgers.
And meanwhile, I mean, of course, every draft night, it comes back around the year the Knicks drafted Kristaps Porzingis. And it comes with that video of the guy from New York screaming, "Who the heck is Tingus Pingus? I've never heard of Latvia. Like, where did they draft this guy from?" A great video if you've never seen it.
Number three.
All right, I think I've cooled down enough to be able to talk about this topic on air. On Tuesday night, D-backs second baseman Ketel Marte had to be consoled on the field by his manager and teammates.
You are cooled down enough.
Yes, after a fan said something insensitive about his late mother who died in a car accident in 2017. The fan was ejected from the ballpark and subsequently banned from Wrigley Field, home of the White Sox. It was announced later yesterday that the fan has now been banned from every single Major League ballpark for an indefinite period of time. Is there anything more that Major League Baseball can do to outcast and humiliate this 22-year-old as he so rightfully deserves?
No, that's enough. I mean, not being able to go to a baseball game for the rest of your life, you know, because you're stupid and, you know, do stupid things. I think that's enough. I mean, there's not much more he can do.
Ban him from every minor league stadium, too.
That's the type of guy that's never probably going to go to a minor league game anyway. But, you know, if you want to do that, I guess.
Every little league park in your general area.
I mean, let's not give the guy the death penalty here. I mean, he did say some outlandish things. But I think the getting banned for life from all the MLB stadiums is probably enough. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. I think too many fans have been emboldened to say outlandish things because of social media and think they can get away with it. You're a monster, dude. Like, just like, what kind of, I can't even describe the level of person you are to say the things that you decided to say. But again, there's no, in this world of social media, consequences. Yeah. I was looking for consequences. There's no consequences to your actions. You say that to him, like, anywhere else, and the guy knocks you out.
Yeah. Frankie Watkins in the chat is very, very similar along the lines of me, is if you say something like that, the player that you said it to gets a free crack at you.
Yeah.
Bring you on the field. There's no security. There's no nothing. There's no fans trying to get in the way. The player gets a free shot at you, period. Just one right to the jaw, and that's it. That's how you do it. That's how you stop it. Because that means, oh no, I have to face the consequences of my actions. And that should be the way it is.
Number four.
People have been emboldened because of social media.
Absolutely. Ronald Acuña Jr. has been a ball of fire since he returned from the IL in the middle of May and has seen has been a major part of the Bravos' turnaround in form. Acuña currently sits fourth in all-star voting for National League outfielders, and as of yesterday, announced his entry into the Home Run Derby, which the game is being played in Atlanta. Acuña has only played 31 games this season and has been very good. But should he start conversation having played less than half of the games this season?
Should he be in the Home Run Derby or the All-Star game?
Should he be in the All-Star conversation? Because he's played less than half of the games that the Braves have had this season.
Let me ask you this question. Is the All-Star game the best players or the most entertaining players?
It should be the best players.
What is the All-Star game for?
I understand it's a show. I understand it's a spectacle.
That's what I'm asking.
I get that it's a show.
What is it for?
It's.
You're right. I mean, traditionally, if you wanted to take the best 26 players from the American League and the best 26 players from the National League,
which is what it should be.
No, he should not. But the game doesn't mean anything. It's not played for anything.
Then why have the game?
The players sit out most of the games.
Then why have the game?
It's for entertainment. It's entertainment. You want to try to have your biggest stars there. That's why they have a fan vote, because they want the fans to decide who they want to see in the All-Star game. So, from that, I agree with you, Frank. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But at the same time, the reality is the All-Star game is just a gigantic showcase to show off all the best players that and the most popular players that Major League Baseball has. So from that perspective, I would say it doesn't really matter.
I get that the fan votes have happened for a long time, as they should.
And that's for the starters.
It's always a fun gimmick. It's always good to have gimmicks. Gimmicks are not bad. This is, as we're doing a gimmick right now. But if you're an all-star, this is something that everyone talks about on your Hall of Fame resume. He's a 16-time all-star. It should be that you are considered one of the top 26 best players in your league that year. Then get it out of the Hall of Fame conversation.
They should have the all MLB count more than All-Star.
Yeah.
Just like the NFL does with their all-pro teams. It's better to be on an all-pro team than it is to be in the Pro Bowl, because the Pro Bowl is a joke with everybody that sits out of it. Then they have all these Pro Bowlers that don't, you know, some of the guys don't even deserve to be in the Pro Bowl.
Exactly.
Right? So, yes, I agree. The All-Star game, when it used to matter, and they'd play for something, sure, count it. You know, have stipulations. It's not played for anything anymore. It's a gigantic showcase. It's a marketing thing. Let's show off our best players. Let's have all the players that are exciting and all that stuff. That is what they should do. And so then at the end of the season, when they do the All-Pros, the all MLB should be the Hall of Fame conversation and should be towards your accolades more than All-Star. Like on Baseball Reference, don't put a star next to his name for an All-Star. Put a star next to his name for an All-MLB, which just started not too long ago.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that.
Number five.
Conversations have been going on surrounding the NHL and their new CBA, and one surprising detail has been found out. The NHL is looking to add two more games to its schedule, making it an 84-game season from the current 82. The plan would be to drop two preseason games and add them to the regular season. Some players are voicing concerns about wear and tear of the additional games. The current CBA is set to run out just prior to the 2026 season beginning, but news today is suggesting that a four-year extension is already in the works. Would it be a good idea to extend the season of a sport that is already one of the most physically demanding in the world of sports?
No. Do not expand the sport. Do not expand. They don't need more games. Like the NFL, these gladiator sports don't need more games. They have plenty. Hockey already plays way more games than they probably should in terms of just the physicality. Plus, the playoffs take 2 months. They take 2 months because 16 out of the 30 teams, or whatever how many teams they have in the NHL now, I think it's 31.
Yeah.
Make the postseason. You don't need more games. They probably need less games. I understand. It's all money. I get it. But you don't need more. Why? It's just going to lead to more injuries and the best players missing out on more games. Don't need more.
They want more divisional games. That's what they want. After they realign the divisions, that's what they want.
We're going to talk about the new Pac-12 when we come back. Also, some high school football drama in San Diego that needs to be addressed. All coming up in the next hour of the Brayden Cipriani Show on San Diego Summit Sports Station 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Cipriani Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP at B_SURP on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.